Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned in to the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So if you caught my Facebook Live yesterday or my YouTube premiere, caught my Facebook Live or my podcast or my YouTube premiere this morning, you notice when I talked about monetary policies. I talked about how monetary policies could affect and empower people for generations. And I used a lot of examples of corporations coming out saying, hey, we want to Facebook wants to donate $10 million to this and all these causes. But today we're going to get a great lesson on how monetary policy affects big business and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that the airline industry has gone up 50% within the last 30 days. Collectively, the industry has gone up 50% in the last 30 days, right? Why that has happened is because of optimism with the economy opening back up. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we got to look back at the monetary policy that made all of this possible. Prince, what monetary policy are you talking about? In case you guys and girls forgot, we're talking about the airline bailout. I can't remember the exact dollar amount, but part of that $2.3 trillion in stimulus package that the Department of Treasury had, they also bailed out the airline industry. And why did they bail out the airline industry? They bailed the airline industry because they felt like it was a central business. It hired a lot of people. They wanted to not let people get laid off because right now, what happened on Friday? Friday, unemployment went down. Unemployment was at 14%. We was expecting it to go up to 20%. But guess what? It went down to 13%. Why did that happen? A lot of that had to do with a monetary policy of the bailout. Why? Because the government bailed out. For prime example, it gave Southwest Airlines about $3 billion. And when it gave them $3 billion, it told them they can't lay anybody off until September. Imagine if they didn't get that bailout, what would the unemployment numbers look like? If the airline industry did all these layoffs, how would it have affected the unemployment numbers? The stock market went up about 3% yesterday just due to the unemployment numbers going down. So this episode, we're going to talk about the airline bailout. We're also going to talk about how the government profited $10.4 million off of the recent move of around about $10.4 million off of the recent bailout. And also, we're going to talk about how Southwest Airlines made $320 million. And we're going to talk about the debt they accumulated during this airline bailout. So y'all got a very good episode, a very good lesson to learn. Why is it so important when the Fed talk? Why is it so important when the Secretary of Treasury speak? Why is it so important? Because we're going to show you how monetary policies affect big business and investors. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about Southwest Airlines because it's the biggest airline industry out there. It's the biggest airline out there in the industry, in the airline industry. And, you know, we have all the data. So I don't know what everybody else got. I don't know what Delta and JetBlue, and I'm not trying to be a genius on everybody's business. I like to pick the best one, focus on it, master one thing. Instead of being a jack of all trades, master of none, just master one thing. So first of all, what did the airline bailout consist of with Southwest Airlines? So first, let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pull up your, hopefully I picked the right one. Boom, here we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 10Q report. This is the 10Q report. I'm going to roll up so you guys and girls can see it. This is the 10Q report for American with Southwest Airlines. So, and this is coming from the SEC.gov. This is what Southwest Airlines reported to the SEC.gov on the quarter ending in March 31st. I think they released this on April 28th, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around there. But it's their quarterly report. Every quarter, publicly traded companies must submit a quarterly report, and at the end of the year, they must submit a 10K, which is an annual report. So we're going to stroll on down here, and this is what Southwest Airlines, when they're going to dictate what they got out of the bailout. So the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to see here is warranties. Right here, this last line here. Well, here we go. Make sure I got the right line. Oh, that's the wrong one. I don't want to look at that. Nope. Sorry about that, y'all. Struggling down here a little bit. Let me find my spot again. Boom, there we go. So here they're talking about in section 13, they're talking about sequential events. This is when they're going to break down their deal with American Airlines. Here, right here, tells you they received about $3 billion. But guess what? Well, we're going to get into that later. But here we go. The company can purchase up to, they purchase up to 2.6 million shares of the company stock, subject to adjustment at the Treasury in each use. So the federal government can purchase up to 2.6 million shares of, they gave them $3 billion, now they had $3 billion. The government got 2.6 million shares of warranties, meaning they can exercise their warranty at any time in the future, divided up by the strike price at 36.46. When this came out, I think Southwest was around about 30 bucks. So I said, if Southwest goes over 34, 36 bucks, the federal government starts to profit. So around $34, it's when the government, depending on when they get the increments of their shares, because the government gave them $1 billion, right? They get them at the report, they gave them $1.6 billion on April 21st, and the government is going to get up to 2.6 million shares. So the government has an invested interest in Southwest Airlines. They gave them warranties. So in the next 5 years, the government can go back and purchase Southwest Airlines for a price of $36 or less, or $34, depending on how they divide it up, in the future. In the next 5 years, they can go buy it. So that let me know, the government has a dog in the fight for Southwest Airlines to do good. So right now, Southwest Airlines, last time I looked, was at like 38 bucks. If they exercise their warranties for $34, the government is up or can profit $10.4 million from Southwest Airlines shares. Because think about it, ladies and gentlemen, when they gave them this $3 billion, they gave it to them, they said $3.3 billion in payroll support. They didn't have to pay all of it back, right? They have to pay $948 million back. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, they gave them warranties. They gave them 2.6 million shares of the company and warranties that says, hey, government, you can purchase up to 2.6 million shares of our company stocks for $34 to $36, depending on when they decide to distribute them. So I knew right then the government has an invested interest. So now that the stock is $38, technically the government can go in, buy the shares for $34, and be up $10.4 million just from the bailout. Well, not in the bailout whole, but just from having those shares. So this is what's coming directly from when you read, this is the deal that Southwest Airlines is telling you they struck with the government. This is how the government profited from them, right? This was part of the bailout. Now when we go to the bailout, we just spoke about how the government profits. How does the government profit? The government profits from this because the government, instead of them paying them back all the money, the government purchased warranties. Well, they didn't purchase warranties. Part of the $3.3 billion they got, Southwest Airlines gave them warranties. So as Southwest Airlines go up, the government can profit from it. So they can exercise at any time within the next 5 years. This is how the government profited currently today. If they was to exercise their warranties, you're talking about a $10.4 million in a potential profit. Now, if Southwest Airlines goes on the $50, the government warranties become worth more and more and more. Almost like a call option would work if you're familiar with that. So for people out there who don't understand, that was saying that, hey, the government gave them $3.3 billion. Southwest Airlines said, hey, I'm going to give you 2.6 million shares of our company, and you can buy them at the time. You can buy them for $34 to $36, depending on when you exercise, within the next 5 years. So the government at the time, when they issued those, Southwest Airlines was only trading for like $29 or $30 at the time. So the government took those in return of giving that bailout, and then the government said, hey, now, if you guys go with $34 to $36, these warranties become worth something. Guess what? Miraculously, within 30 days, Southwest Airlines is trading at $38. So the government profits, and they took a bet on Southwest Airlines in return of just giving out free money. That's what you guys and girls got to say. How you doing, Miss Crystal? Crystal says, hey. So now the government actually profits from this. So now let's go into the next thing. Here is another way. When I said, how did it save $372 million? How did Southwest Airlines save $372 million? Part of the stipulations of receiving the bailout, Southwest Airlines cannot pay dividends. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Southwest Airlines cannot pay dividends. So, Prince, how did you get this $300 million number? Let's go back and look at the financial report. You got to ask yourself, how much money did Southwest Airlines pay in dividends last year? So right here, we're going to go to the 10K report. The 10K is the annual report, correct? As you guys, ladies and gentlemen, can see, this is the annual report. I want to see, where can I look in the annual report to find out how much money does a company pay in dividends? Ladies and gentlemen, you can look on the cash flow statement. So right here, I scroll down, I go here, and I go here to the cash flows. Boom, I go to cash flows. I go to cash flows, and I can look right up under here. Here we go, Ray, where are we at? Make sure I read this correctly. The word's a little small on the screen when reading it back. I'm up under the cash flow statement. Expenditures, purchase. Financing. Make sure I'm reading this correctly. Y'all give me 1 second. Total debt, purchase of employees, purchase of assets. Okay, here we go. Payments of dividends, cash dividends. You see that right there, ladies and gentlemen? Payment of cash dividends. Payments of cash dividends. How much dividends did they pay last year? They paid $372 million in dividends in 2020. 2019, they paid $332 million. This is what they paid out in dividends. So part of their relief is that they cannot pay dividends or repurchase their own stock until September 2021. That is going off of the SEC report. That's what they said when you look inside of the 10Q report. Southwest Airlines cannot repurchase their own stock or pay dividends until at least September 30th of 2021. So that's $372 million they don't have to pay out anymore. That money has to stay within the company. And why? It doesn't look right. It's unethical for the government to be giving you money and you turn around and paying investors, right? You should be using that money to get back on your feet. Ladies and gentlemen, these are monetary policies and how they benefit corporations. Right? By them suspending their dividends, it wipes off $372 million. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you guys and girls all the time, I teach you how to fish. I'm not talking about what I heard or what somebody said or reading the reports. We're going to SEC filings, right? So dividends are suspended until September 30th. Prince, how do you know dividends are suspended until September 30th? Don't worry about it. I got it right here. We're going to pull it up and we're going to read it. And we're going to read it directly from the SEC report. Not that one. I want to get the other one. Y'all give me 1 second. Got the other. I think it's the second one down. All right. So here, right here. Read this line right here. Right here. What does that line say? Coming from, this is what Southwest Airlines says, right? I don't know why it won't hold on to it. I'm trying to highlight it. But this line right here. Can you stop, please? Okay, let's go the other way. Here we go. You see this line right here? Move this out of the way. All right, get it. The company is prohibited from repurchasing its common stock and from paying dividends or making capital contributions with the respect to the common stock until September 30th, 2021. And the line before that, it says, By financing under the CARES Act, the company has agreed to certain restrictions in businesses. They're telling you right now they cannot pay dividends or stocks until 2021, which actually is helping the company because that's less money they can put out, right? So by them signing this deal, they don't have to pay out dividends or they can't pay out dividends. And also, the government benefited from it because now they have warranties where they can buy the stock for a certain percentage in the future, right? And it tells you right here, the strike prices, they have the right to be able to buy it for $36.47. Okay, let me see what you guys and girls are saying. Brandon said, no dividends, he's crying. Yes. So Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, all those companies took bailouts. They cannot pay dividends. That was part of the stipulation. It's unfair. It's unethical to be paying dividends. You're paying investors, you know, with money that you're getting from the government, from the people. So the next step, people say, well, how much debt did they accumulate? Debt accumulated. How much debt did they accumulate by getting this deal? I think Southwest Airlines got the best deal. Because as I review their deal, as I review Southwest Airlines' deal, they received, I think, the least amount of money, about $3.3 billion. Majority of that was like $1 billion was like a grant. They only have to pay back like $948 million over a certain time, and they can pay it off early, and it's only at like 1% or something like that. So they accumulated a couple million in debt, of course, by doing this, but they got the best deal. They don't have to pay back billions and billions and billions of dollars. A lot of it was grants. Then they also issue warranties, all the other stuff like that. They don't have to pay dividends. So now, granted, I'm not saying it's a great company, because Southwest Airlines has been profitable for the last 47 years. That's why it's the biggest and the best one. That's why I chose it, and I don't ride with nobody else. Somebody's going to go bankrupt during this whole thing. So they accumulated about $948 million at 1% that I think they have to pay back over the next 30 years of an unsecured loan. But they can pay it back early. And I forgot, it was one stipulation. I can't remember. I haven't read that deal in a while. But it was one stipulation that they can like pay it off with stocks or something like that or whatever. But they got the best deal that I saw, and from what my brain can tell me, out of all the companies that received the bailout. They got $3.3 billion. A lot of it was grants. A lot of it they issue warranties for and stuff like that. So, yes. So this is a monetary policy, a.k.a. corporate welfare, if you want to call it that. This is a monetary policy that affected business. So this monetary policy was able to keep Southwest Airlines open and running and give them the cash they needed to not lay people off. By them not laying people off, it helped unemployment numbers. It stopped unemployment numbers and helped them get better. So the stock market saw that and said, woo, here we go. We're returning. Now they can't lay anybody off until at least September. If you receive bailout money, you can't lay anybody off until at least September. They're hoping people get back in the air and get flying before then. So now also the government has an invested interest. So the airline bailout is a monetary policy that I was speaking about yesterday. Monetary policies. Number two. How did the government profit? The government profits from Southwest Airlines' success because they get 2.6 million shares. They can buy up to 2.6 million shares of Southwest Airlines stocks within the next 5 years for $36 strike price, $34 to $36 strike price. So anytime Southwest Airlines goes over $36, profit for them, right? So right now, if they was to go to execute, they'll make somewhere between $5 to $10 million. So the government profits the better Southwest Airlines does. How did Southwest Airlines save $300 million? Last year, they paid $372 million in dividends. They cannot pay dividends until September 2021. So that alone is probably about $500 million, or $500 million that they don't have to pay out in dividends that can stay within the company to help the company get better. By receiving this deal, they did collect some debt. We all know it was classic. Warren Buffett got away from airline stocks because he felt as though, hey, they accumulated a lot of debt. Their future profits is going to be going to the government, going to other people. That's not what's going to make me rich. I'm out, right? Simple and easy. Those are the four steps. Let me see what you guys and girls are saying in the comments. Michael Bott, thanks for tuning in. Michael Bott says, hey, Prince, do you think their dividends will be higher than last year once they are allowed to pay dividends again? Well, Michael Bott, to be honest with you, they cannot pay dividends until September 2021. They can't pay in 2020. They can't even repurchase or do anything. They're not even eligible until September 2021. I'm not sure if their dividends will be higher. I don't see a reason why. It all depends on how well the business is doing. Dividends are dictated every quarter. It depends on how well the business is doing. I won't necessarily say, hey, you know what? You know, we're still struggling. Just give all these dividends. But I think the airline industry will be up and running just fine by next summer. I mean, they're going to start off this summer. I think by the time it's time for them to pay dividends, the companies will be doing well. But are they going to come out and pay much higher? I don't see why. I don't think so. I think they're going to go back to where they were and then, you know, kind of pick up from there. because investors are going to make their money from the stock growing in value. So why you can't repurchase your own stock? Companies are not allowed to repurchase their own stock because it boosts up the stock prices. So if you take money from the government, repurchase your own stock, investors become richer, right? Because when you repurchase your own stocks, you are reducing the shares that are outstanding. And that's making investors richer. People who are not investors, they don't become richer. So you can't be taking from the poor who's paying taxes, giving it to the government, and other people become richer, right? My sentence right. Mr. Turner is saying, what's up, Prince? I've been watching this industry on the sideline. I hate I didn't get in. So you've been tuning into the show. I was watching on the sideline too. I didn't jump into until I saw the government bailout. When I read the government bailout, just like I did here, I went and read their 10K. I saw everything. I picked the top company in the industry. I read the exact bailout. The only company that's sturdy enough, that's been profitable for 47 years, is Southwest Airlines. They had the least amount of debt compared to their net income. When I analyzed all of that, their total assets or whatnot, I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go with the big boy. Then when I saw the government step in and start writing a check, when I saw the government got off the sideline and got inside of the airline industry, I said, you know what? I'm not going to try to be a rocket scientist here. The federal government and the government will profit from Southwest Airlines and Delta Airlines' success. I didn't read everybody else. I read Southwest and I read Delta. And I said, let me pick one of these. Let me jump in one of those. That was my sign to get in. Now, I'm not going to lie. When Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway backed away from it, I did get a little scared. But I slept easy at night because I knew I read the finances. That's what made me get up the sideline. So I feel you exactly what you're saying. All right. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's do a little small recap. We talked about the airline bailout and how it is a monetary policy, how it empowered the airline industry to be able to survive through this. I still think a couple more are going to go bankrupt, but we'll see. Probably some little guys are going to get eaten up. Second, how the government profits from Southwest Airlines' success, it has warranties. Warranties give you the ability to be able to buy a stock for a dictated price in the future. The government can buy Southwest Airlines within the next 5 years for $34 to $36. If the stock goes up to $200, the government still can step in and buy for $34. So anytime it goes over $34, $36, boom, the government profits. That lets me know it's all about your backing. Think about it. It's like a rapper or a singer. When a singer is backed by Autostore Records versus an independent person, the person who's backed by Autostore Records has a greater possibility of being successful just due to their backing, not their talent. Number three, they had to suspend their dividends. By them suspending dividends, those hundreds of millions of dollars they was handing out every year, the last 3 years, they handed out over $300 million every year on dividends. Now they can't hand them out for the next year and a half. Guess what? That's about $500 million they now have to be able to keep the company alive. Debt accumulated. They received $3.3 million and they don't even have to pay $1 billion back. They don't have to pay back $904 million as an unsecured loan at 1%. Are you kidding me? Those are monetary policies, ladies and gentlemen. This is how monetary policies affect business and investors. By them helping out business, if you invest into that company, that's how they start to take off. Okay, Mr. Turner says, what caused Hearst to take that bounce? I can't figure it out. I call it the dead cat bounce, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows what the dead cat bounce is? The dead cat bounce is the notion that you can take a dead cat, throw it off the top of a building, and when it hits the ground, what is it going to do? Boom, it's going to bounce. You'd be like, oh, why did that bounce happen? It was a dead cat, but guess what? It bounced. And when a company goes down, it just don't go down. Look at JCPenney. When Sears were going down, they just ain't go down every single day. They had some little jolts. They was on life support. You know, when somebody's dying and people come in and just kind of joke it a little bit, try to joke it a little bit because they don't want you to die all the way. So you're not going to go down every single day. Just like a good company is not going to go up every single day. You know, you're not going to see Apple and Microsoft and Amazon go up every single day. They'll have little dips. They'll have little slides. But overall, when you step away, you're going to see they're going up. Yes, Hurts going to have a little jolt up. It's not going to go down every single day. It's going to have some days it's going to go up. It's going to make a little jolt, you know, as on his way as dying. I'm not jumping on that bandwagon. It's too many companies out here on sale for me to jump on a company that's on the struggle bus. Hurts is on the struggle bus. Struggle bus stock. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude my time today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you took something away from it. For the people that's catching this live on Facebook, thank you for checking it out. For the people that's catching the premiere on YouTube, thank you for checking me out. For the people that's catching us over the airways throughout the podcast around the globe, thank you for checking us out as well. As always, my name is Prince Dykes. This is The Investor Show. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.